Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the bonus show. I'm Manu Feit. He is Matt Ford. We have the two big clubs to discuss today. Matt, we're going to do a deep dive into Dortmund and a deep dive into Bayern Munich. We have to kind of think of a name here. Is this the Great Restructuring Podcast? Is that what we're calling it, Matt?
Great Restructuring, the Great Successions. Yeah, I think we can make it sound as dramatic as you like.
Well, essentially what we're doing here is that we're at the end of the season pretty much now, right? Most things are decided. We know Bayer Leverkusen are going to win the title. We know Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund are not going to win the Bundesliga title. Of course, they can both still win the Champions League. But they are making decisions regarding their future and quite a bit of an overhaul at both clubs, which initially we thought we were just going to do Bayern, right, Matt? But then we realized, well, there's actually quite a lot of things happening at Borussia Dortmund as well. In fact, they are a little bit further ahead in some ways in their decision making. A, they have a head coach next year, which is something that Bayern Munich do not have. We'll get into that, of course. But I think, you know, with that in mind, with the fact that Dortmund are a little bit further in the game, we thought maybe we start with Borussia Dortmund and all the things that have happened, the decisions that have been made. And, you know, they did make quite a lot of decisions this week with, in German you would say, Tragweite, with greater reach that have implications for the future of the club. And I think the biggest one here, and probably a surprise to quite a lot of people, is the fact that Borussia Dortmund have appointed Lars Ricken as the new managing director for sport. That is a blast from the past for me. He's, of course, the goal scorer of the Champions League winning goal in 1997, right? But previously in charge of the Nachwuchsleistungszentrum and the second team, right? Now going to be a big person in the decision-making process at Dortmund.
Yeah, and like you said, I think it did come as a surprise to most people surrounding Borussia Dortmund. The topic of Hans-Joachim Watzke's succession has been one which has been, I think, discussed a lot in Dortmund, outside Dortmund, ever since the announcement that Watzke would be stepping down from that role. And I think one figure in particular had been making very, very public applications for that role, hadn't he? And that of course, is Sebastian Kehl, current sporting director at Borussia Dortmund. There was one particularly interesting appearance that Kehl made on German TV on Doppelpass on a Sunday morning back in March, where he was sat in this, you know, on a very popular and widely watched football talk show, and the way he spoke, the way he presented himself, the topics he was addressing, very much came across as a job application. I believe he even used the words himself, literally, saying that this would be a logical next step, both for him and for Borussia Dortmund. So a lot of thought was directed towards, you know, it looked like Sebastian Kehl, after a couple of years of director of sport, would be potentially stepping up into this role to succeed Hans-Joachim Watzke. That's not the case. As you said, it's been confirmed that role will, well, not that, that role won't entirely fall to Lars Ricken, but in, you know, at least parts of parts.
That's really important to point out. Watzke is not going anywhere, right, until 2025.
Well, not for the time being, but even not until 2025, Hans-Jürgen Watzke will still be involved. But even beyond 2025, Lars Ricken won't be taking over 100% of Hans-Jürgen Watzke's responsibilities. It's not a complete like for like replacement. The key development here being that whereas in the past Watzke has in his role of chairman of the executive board, he had a slightly more elevated position than his board colleagues Thomas Tress, the finance director, and Carsten Kramer, the marketing and internationalization director. Watzke was slightly raised above those two in terms of the Dortmund corporate structure. That structure will now be headed very much by a triumvirate. Kramer and Tress have both extended their contracts in their respective positions until 2027. And Lars Ricken will join the managing board as the managing director of sports. That's how Borussia Dortmund have termed it in English on their own website. So you have this trio at the top of the club now, which is an interesting appointment. I think we'll get onto why that is, particularly in terms of the person of Lars Ricken. But also, I think, as we'll get onto, a slight disappointment for Sebastian Kehl.
Mm. Yeah, the Kehl factor is a really interesting one for me here, Matt, because, as you said, he went on Doppelpass. He was public about his desire to become the next person in charge, quote unquote, because, you know, as alluded to, Hans-Joachim Watzke is still going to be around, and he has said in the past that he's going to step away and didn't eventually, right? And of course, he could become club president, which I assume when Watzke is around, it doesn't matter what role he has. If he is around, he will want to have a say. But, you know, Kehl was very public about his desire to take over this job. And there's a couple of things that I find really interesting about this here. Kehl is under contract until 2025. And one of the statements that were put out by the club was that now it's up to Lars Ricken, the person that took the job Kehl wanted, to negotiate his new contract with, his new sporting director contract with. And that seems... it almost seems like a slap in the face. And Kehl has gone very quiet over this, right? There's another factor in here. We need to talk about Sven Mislintat coming in. We'll get to that in a little bit more detail later. But one of the things that Mislintat said about wanting to come back was that he was going to have control over squad planning. So that sounds like Kehl is being sandwiched out of a role here.
Yeah, it does a little bit. I think at least on paper, when you put this whole new constellation together, the clear loser in this, at least in the short term, is Sebastian Kehl. Like we said, he did make very, very public advances and a very public application for that role. And I think ultimately there are a couple of things which have gone against him. I think firstly, there's his immediate.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.